And spending a little bit of time as we continue on a second Community Connection version this morning, an opportunity to highlight an event coming up for Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra and Price Connors and Ruth Heinrich in this morning for our time with the symphony. Price, just because you're a more familiar voice for the arts here in town, an event coming up in about 3 weeks or so, right?
It's April 2nd, beginning at 6 o'clock, and it's the Bartlesville Symphony Hoedown. And we have this cute little saying called, it's a root tootin' boot scootin' good time.
And whether it's a violin or a fiddle, either way, it's going to be some fun music, right?
It's going to be some fun music, and the music is going to be provided by Jana Jay.
Okay.
And Jana Jay is really just a local phenomenon. She was just nominated and inducted into the National Fiddlers Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. in addition to be putting into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. So she's really puts on a fabulous show. She came last year, was such a hit that we invited her back for the second BSO Hoedown.
Okay, well, tickets are available. We'll find out a little bit more about that. I want to get Jill involved here a little bit as well in the conversation, because young and old, whether your tastes run to the classical, the country, or somewhere in between, the music is varied. And if you haven't seen Jana, she gives a great show, right?
She does a beautiful show. She's a wonderful talent. She's engaging. A lot of dancing will be country dancing. We have a live auction, a mm-hmm. silent auction. It's going to be a great time.
After all, it is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser for the symphony.
And so the items up for auction, I'm sure you're going to highlight one or two for us, either you or Price, right?
Well, Dana McCoy is making us a special piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. From her custom collection, and that will be part of our live auction.
And of course, when Dana gets involved, you know it's going to be a quality piece.
It is. McCoy's always does a wonderful piece of jewelry.
And it's nice to have local businesses, local business people that will step up and show visibly their support for the arts.
Certainly. We have gift certificates from local restaurants. We have wonderful baskets from local area businesses.
Mm-hmm. We also have a week's vacation in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, being auctioned off in a luxury, beautifully decorated condominium. We have a number of other items which are always exciting. We have a beer tasting at McNally's Pub down in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And it's a beer flight, so it's all kinds of beer. And that may put you in mind for St. Patrick's Day coming up on Thursday.
You could do that, yes.
And our most exciting project is something that Jill came up with. And it's the Instant Wine Cellar. Would you like to talk about the Instant Wine Cellar?
Certainly.
So, okay.
We will, in our live auction, we'll have a wonderful array of wines from all over the place. We'll have about 25 to 30 bottles of wine. You can bid on that, and that's your Instant Wine Cellar.
Will they be mostly area, U.S. domestics, internationals, a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything.
That's great. Because good wine is good wine, and if you choose to say you only look at European labels, wonderful, there are some good wines there. If you say you only look at California labels, wonderful, there are some good wines there. And if you're looking for, I don't care, Oklahoma, Missouri wines, then you can find some quality pieces there too.
Right, and another exciting thing that we're going to have happening is we're going to have Chris Mantle, who's an Oklahoma artist mm-hmm. of quite well renown, and you know part of his work from Frank and Lola's Restaurant,
yes.
where many of his pieces have hung. And he's donating a painting, and he's also going to be there painting
live.
Okay.
So he's part of our entertainment also, and you can buy a painting, and he will paint it for you live in person, and you get to see the whole process of it being done. So we've really reached out to our community, and you know, and one of the important things is in Oklahoma, we really appreciate the thanks that we get from the community, mm-hmm. and we like doing community involvement. And it's wonderful how the community always stands behind everything here in Bartlesville.
Well, and you look at the upcoming events for the symphony over the next, let's say, the next 12 to 18 months when you celebrate some special numbers for the symphony. This is an opportunity to get involved and say, I want to visibly support the symphony.
Absolutely. And, you know, Charlie alluded to it, but let's talk a little bit more about our special numbers. Something that is unheard of in the world of music is Lauren Green, our maestro, is going to be celebrating his 40th year conducting the Bartlesville Symphony.
And that puts him in company of people such as Lauren Mizell, Herbert von Karajan, people who are well acquainted with a particular symphony for much of their career.
Most definitely. And the other exciting part is next year is our 60th anniversary. The Bartlesville Symphony began out as a band from Phillips, mm-hmm. and has turned into the Bartlesville Symphony, and very few towns the size of Bartlesville can boast of a orchestra of their own, much less one that is celebrating its 60th anniversary.
Well, and you don't have to look very far to look at orchestras who have had their ups and downs and may have had to go dark for a period of time.
Right.
Ours has continuously performed.
It has, and will continue, hopefully, for at least another 60 years.
With the support of the people who are coming to this
Absolutely.
Event.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, do you know, if I can, I'd love to tell you how you can get tickets.
I would hope you do that.
There's two ways of getting tickets. You can call our office, which is 918-336-7717, or, for those of you who prefer doing things on computers, you can buy tickets at the following site. BSO Hoedown. That's BSOHOEDOWN.Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. And that's EVENTBRITE.com. So please, tickets are limited, but we still have tickets available, and we would love to see you celebrate the pre-anniversary and listen to the fun part of Janet Jay, and also support our local businesses by buying our things at the live and silent auction. And I'm going to share a little secret about Jill.
Okay.
Is she will be doing the baskets for the silent auction, and I call her the maven of silent auctions of Bartlesville.
Wow, what an honor.
Thank you, Price. Come on out, support the symphony.
Can you give us a little bit expanded hint on some of the baskets that we might find there?
We have all kinds of things. We have horseback riding lessons. We have things for children, maybe for your grandchildren. We have beautiful decor items. Sweet Peas has donated to us. We have some gift certificates for local restaurants. We have a night, spend a night at the Price Tower, an overnight at the Price Tower. Tickets to the Tulsa Zoo. All kinds of things.
Great. So an opportunity to find a basket of your interest. And, of course,
exactly.
When it comes to silent auction, you get to set the price.
And those of you who may have gone to Bullets Over Broadway last night and enjoyed Broadway and Bartlesville, we are going to have in our live auction two tickets for next year's season, which is quite exciting.
And they'll release the dates and the events for Broadway and Bartlesville on April 1.
And so that will be plenty of time for you to get tickets the following night,
exactly.
April 2nd, at
Correct.
Your event.
Indeed.
Well, this is fun. You mentioned the Eventbrite, and I know they do have an app if you're of the smartphone variety. And you can use the Eventbrite app as well to purchase your
Correct.
Tickets for the event coming up April 2nd. That would be a Saturday night at the Bartlesville right. Community Center.
Mm-hmm. The tickets are $90 each, which includes entertainment, a fabulous dinner, buffet dinner served chuck wagon style in honor of our Western heritage.
Okay.
And also, beer and wine is included in your price of $90, which is quite a bargain.
And, of course, we should at least mention upcoming symphony concerts. I believe there are a couple left.
There's one more left.
One more left.
It's May 7th.
Right.
The Sounds of Motown.
Yep.
Coming out to the community center. It's going to be a wonderful concert.
M for Motown and M for, I don't know, we'll figure out some other M other than coming out to the community center and celebrate music.
So remember, come out and have a root tootin' boot scooting time. Number one, I did not think up that by myself.
Yeah, okay, well, it's nice that it was a collaborative event. And thank you so much for collaborating with Jill and letting us know about what's coming up April 2nd, Bartlesville Community Center. Get your tickets for the event. Again, a number of ways. You can start off online through the Bartlesville Symphony's website, right?
Correct. And Eventbrite, and also feel free to call our office at 918-336-7717.
Okay, we've spent a little bit of time this morning with Price Connors and Jill Heinrich, and inviting you to come on out. It will be again Saturday evening, the 2nd of April, Bartles Hill Community Center. It's the annual fundraiser for the Bartles Hill Symphony Orchestra. Jana J., you and your friends at the Community Center. You'll have a good time.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and